So I'm joined with plus size model Astra Pagan. So firstly, Astra, welcome along. What made you decide to get into modelling?
I fell into modelling all by accident. It wasn't something I'd set out to do. It just kind of happened. I was Miss Herefordshire last year in a plus size beauty pageant. And then from there, I met with a lot of plus size people and some who were already models. And I think one had her own agency as well. So I just kind of fell into it, kept in contact, and just kind of went from there, really.
So how did your first event go?
My first serious modelling event was with Team Plus Size UK, because after the pageant, everything just kind of it slowed down. It was really quite exhausting. Then I fell into that, I joined, and then it was really fun. There was about 20 girls for a calendar. And it was just really nice to see everybody, just wearing what they wanted. And nobody was like, oh, I feel fat. And everyone was just like, yeah, I'm fat. Pass the cake. It was really good. It was really positive. It was really nice. So I really enjoyed it, actually. It was really fun.
So did you model for any other companies?
No, not at the moment. I've got a modelling weekend booked in July for Birmingham. It's a two-day event. And I will be modelling for some... I think it's got everyone there. It's got Evans, I think New Look might be there, Apples and Pears, all the, and Yours Clothing. There, everyone's going to be there. So we just kind of pick who we want to model for on the day, which is another bit that's going to be quite fun and quite daunting at the same time. You don't want to offend anybody. I'm not going to wear your clothes, but I'll wear their clothes sort of thing, yeah. So that's that bit.
So I saw on Facebook you did a calendar shoot.
Yeah.
How did that go?
That was really fun. That was, I got there and I thought it was going to be all serious, but it wasn't. It was quite relaxed. It was quite laid back. We messed about with the wind machine and everything. It was all just for promoting body confidence and just yeah, I'm fat, but I can still wear really fashionable clothes and I can still rock my fashionable clothes then as such. So that it just went really, really well. Everyone was really friendly. The makeup artists were lovely. The hair lady was amazing. And the photographer himself, although I was quite daunted by it, it was a male photographer, but then he was really laid back. He told us if we had lipstick on our teeth and everything. It was no other way to say it, it's just fun. That's all you want, really, isn't it?
So finally, what would you say to anybody that's got confidence issues with their body?
It was about a year ago that I sort of decided I'm not going to do it anymore. If you've got body confidence issues, just forget it. Nobody cares what you look like when you go out, apart from you, all your body hang-ups. No one's going to see. I have a massive issue with my feet. For some reason, I really hate my feet and I hate my smile. But I think in the end, I just kind of get over it. Nobody notices these things. Just go out. If you're, even if from size 0 to a size 34, just wear what makes you feel comfortable, because then your confidence is the best thing that you can do. Just go out and rock what you've got, really. That's all I can say. No one's going to notice what everybody else is scared of, so just do it.